everyone. Welcome back to the Assurance in Action podcast series, where we are hosting a special podcast series about recycled clearances. Today's episode marks the final episode in our three-part mini-series, focusing on recycling clearances in the European Union. If you're just joining us for today's episode, I encourage you to take a look at our past two episodes that discuss recycled clearances in the U.S. and how Intertek can help you conduct the surrogate contaminant test, aka the challenge test. My name is Mason Myers, and I'm the manager of recycle notification projects here at Intertek. And today I'm joined by my EU colleague, Anne-Sophie Morceau, product safety manager specializing in materials and toxicology in PharmaD, located in our Intertek Assurus France group. Anne-Sophie and I specialize in helping clients achieve recycling clearances in the EU. Thanks for being here today, Anne-Sophie.
Thank you, Mason. I'm happy to be here today.
So to begin, let's start with framing the overall regulatory landscape for recycled materials in the EU. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Yes, it's a great idea. Starting from the top, the governing regulation for recycled plastic materials and articles intending to come into contact with food is referred to as Commission Regulation 2022-1616. And this regulation went into effect in October 2022 and repealed and replaced the previous regulation we were familiar with, which was called the European 282-2008. The scientific agency that governs this regulation is called the European Food Safety Authority, or EFSA for short. So very briefly, European 2022-1616 is applicable to all recycling processes as it establishes the difference between suitable technology and novel technology, and it creates new rules to verify the safety of a recycling process. It has a few other key features that we can cover today as well.
Okay, exciting stuff. Can you share with our listeners how they go about accessing this regulation if they would like to review it themselves?
Yeah, sure. Anyone can Google European 2022-1616, and the first link will take them to the official website that has the full regulation, and it is free to access for everyone. This website will provide access to the regulation in the various languages spoken throughout the European Union.
Easy and free access to regulation is always nice. So diving into this regulation, maybe we can discuss the differences between suitable and novel technology and what is applicable to each of those recycling technologies.
Yes, sure. So let's define first the suitable technology. Article 3.1 of the regulation states that a recycling technology should be considered suitable if this is shown to be capable of recycling waste into recycled plastic material and articles that comply with Article 3 of the Framework Regulation 1935-2004 and are microbiologically safe. So a suitable technology needs to meet several conditions listed in Article 4 of the regulation. Specifically, it needs to comply with the general requirement laid down in the Articles 6, 7, and 8 related to the characterization of input and output, as well as the contamination efficiency requirements. So if a recycling process meets these requirements, it's deemed suitable, meaning that it's proven to remove incidental contamination to a level that is safe for the recycling resin to be used in food contact application. And since this regulation was released towards the end of 2022, there are only two recycling processes that currently qualify as suitable technology. The mechanically recycled PET, also known as polyethylene terephthalate, and the recycling from product loops, which are in a closed and controlled chain. Closed loop recycling is a manufacturing process that recycles and reuses post-consumer product to supply the material to create a new version of the same product. In a sense, closed loop recycling sees products retain their value indefinitely. There is an anti-table in Annex 1 of the regulation that displays all suitable technology and the condition to claim this type of process. So by default, all other recycling process and material are considered novel technology until they meet the requirement for suitable technology.
So what you're saying is if I have a mechanically recycled PET recycling process, or I'm working with a feedstock that comes from product loops, which are in a closed and controlled chain, That is considered suitable technology per this regulation. So what would you need to do to receive an authorization? And how can Intertek help recyclers apply for an authorization?
Intertek can certainly help recyclers apply for an authorization for suitable technology. We offer turnkey services for this type of project, where Intertek will collect and review all the information a recycler has available to identify where any gaps may exist and offer suggestion and recommendation on how to close them in order to make a submission to EFSA for authorization. But we can also assist with any analytical testing requirement if the recycler needs to complete testing for a submission, of course. Once we have all the required information, we can prepare the dossier appropriate for this submission type and submit it on behalf of the recycler. Once a submission is made, EFSA may ask questions and need more information to complete their review. If this happens, Intertek will help manage the response back to EFSA by working with the client to ensure all the information requested can be answered.
Wow, that's very thorough. It's good to know that we have this capability. Any other useful information to know about the application process?
Yes, when a submission is made, EFSA can take anywhere from 6 to 12 months to complete the review. Once they complete the review period, they issue a scientific opinion that will notify a recycler that their authorization is granted or deny the authorization and explain, of course, why. Also worth noting, the new regulation introduced an audit requirement that must be completed by the recycler too. It's called a Compliance Monitoring Summary Sheet, or CMSS for short, and is found in Annex 2 of the regulation. However, there is currently a small problem with completing this requirement.
What's that?
Well, EFSA has published instructions on how to conduct this CMSS requirement for any member within the European bloc, but for all countries outside of the European bloc, EFSA is still working out the details. Some gray area needs to be clarified by EFSA, and we are waiting for them to provide instruction on how to conduct the CMSS for recycler outside of the European Union.
Okay, understood. So can Intertek help with the CMSS?
Yes, definitely. But for recyclers outside of the European bloc, we may have to wait until further instructions are released by EFSA to learn what they expect for recyclers outside of the bloc. A draft guidance is already available on the European Commission website, but we are waiting for the final version.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that we're all excited to receive that update when it's available. Let's switch over to the category of novel technology you mentioned. How does novel technology differ from suitable technology?
In fact, if the technology and material is not mechanically recycled PET or feedstock that comes from product loops in a closed and controlled chain, it automatically falls into the novel technology category. This means that it is yet to be proven that the technology, the material, or the combination of them can generate final recycling resin that are safe and suitable for food contact application.
So what does that mean for a recycler?
It means that they would need to show enough evidence to prove that the recycling technology and material meets all of the conditions for generating recycled material that is safe for food application.
And how would they go about doing that?
Well, similar to suitable technology, Intertek offers turnkey solution for novel technology submission as well. But there are more steps, tests, and communication to EFSA involved for a novel technology submission compared to a suitable technology. For instance, the first condition that needs to be met is preparing the notification, which is Article 10 in the regulation. In this step, Intertek can review the recycler existing information and data to notify them what additional information and data they will need to be successfully at this step. A request must then be sent to EFSA, notifying them of the suggesting testing strategy that will be used to generate the necessary data to be added in the European register and to prepare a dossier package for a light submission. But I say light because this is the first of the two dossiers that must be submitted for EFSA for a novel technology. The light dossier is then submitted to a member state for review, which can take up to 5 months for feedback. If the response is positive, we move forward with the next phase. At this stage, the applicant can enter their material into the European market while they collect data to prove this novel technology and material is safe for food contact application. For a minimum of 2 years, the recycler will be required to conduct the test reference into the light submission and publish this result on their own website every 6 months. So a total of 4 updates are required. And once the applicant has met the data requirement, they can submit all of the regenerated data in the next dossier for review. This time, the dossier is evaluated by EFSA and can take from 6 to 12 months for review, after which they will issue a scientific opinion on your process. If it is positive, the novel technology will now be considered as a suitable technology and be added to the Annex 1, Table 1 of the regulation, granting authorization. EFSA could also request the recycler to generate more data for review, extending the data collection period for up to 4 additional years, so 6 years in total. If the scientific opinion is negative, the recycler would be required to withdraw the recycled material from the European market.
Wow, it sounds like novel technology is a much longer journey towards clearance, but it's also applicable to almost all recyclers outside of mechanical recycled PET and product loops in a closed and controlled chain.
That's correct, Mason. Here's something else that may help recyclers out there. According to this new regulation, chemical recycling which go back to monomer itself is exempt from these requirements, as it's popularly known that chemical recycling can purify monomers to the point that they are safe to sell back to the industry or repolymerize in back into a resin for food contact application.
Okay, well, that's much simpler than the process for novel technologies and very useful to know. Anne-Sophie, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today, and thank you for sharing all this insight related to recycle clearances in the EU. That brings us to the close for today's episode and of this mini-series. We would like to thank our listeners for joining us today, and we hope that this information proves valuable. If you have any questions related to recycle clearances, feel free to reach out to any of the experts that have joined us in this series or send us an email at foodcontact.assurus@intertech.com. And we'll be happy to help. As a reminder, we've published 2 earlier episodes in this series, so do check those out if you're just joining us for this final episode. Have a wonderful day.